Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, that's great. Thanks. Our producer, Caden, is locking and stocking our show calendar here, which is great because we've got a lot of Montanans that are hitting us up. Hey, when's the best time to come by and join you guys at the SHOT Show? So thanks, Caden, for running the traps on that one for us. But, yeah, and then also the calendar does the time zone conversion for me. So, John, I think we're actually going to have Speaker of the House Brandon Lear in the next hour of the show, I think is when he'll be joining us, so that'll work out great. All right. Yeah, Scott Hoganson, throw that headset on there. This guy is awesome. He's been helping us here every year with the SHOT Show. He's the man who makes it all happen. He's running Media Row. I still want to call it Radio Row because that's the first love is radio, and then all this other media is cool, but radio is where it's at. But Scott, man, you always give us the numbers, the stats, the scene setter for the SHOT Show here, and just how massive this show really is. Good to see you again.
Well, it's good to see you all here again too, and you guys bring a lot to the SHOT Show. Everybody appreciates y'all, and I guess that pretty much everybody out there in radio land has been to a gun show at one point or another, and it's a celebration of the Second Amendment. And then you think about the SHOT Show, and the SHOT Show is just galactic in its scale, okay? If you got a small piece of land out there, it's 18 acres of Second Amendment joy, okay? That's how big the SHOT Show is. If you look at all the exhibitors and all the square footage, works out to 18 acres. Now, let's just say, for example, let's just say you got a mess of F-16 fighter jets you need to park somewhere, okay? You can only park 547 of them at the SHOT Show. Wow. That's how big the SHOT Show is. That is more than the combined F-16 inventories of Turkey and Israel, which are the second and third largest owners, sovereign owners of the F-16. So it's a big, big deal. And the thing that differentiates it from all the other gun shows on this great American land from coast to coast is nobody buys or sells anything here. And
it's either free giveaways or you're doing business deals and that's it. Yeah, you can't be selling little trinkets or anything.
Mostly the orders. That's what it's for because it's not a gun show proper. It's a trade show. And so you'll have people from the IDF come here and they'll like, okay, what are the best machine guns for next year? And then they'll buy a mess of them. Or you'll get the Montevideo, Minnesota Police Department saying, well, we need some new locks. And then they place orders to get them. And everything in between, hardware stores, you know, Bass Pro Shops, all those cats, they come here, and they look at what's cool for next year, and it's like, yeah, we'll take some of those. You know, if you've got $250,000 and you want to buy a really nice Italian shotgun, you can set that up here. So it's the whole spectrum.
John's looking for us. He brought some extra money here for us. You won some money at the poker table last night, didn't you?
A little less than $250,000, though.
Just a little bit less. Well, Scott, thanks for all your help getting us set up here at the SHOT Show. It's always great, the incredible people we get to run into and talk to, especially our Montanans. So thanks for all your help. Good to see you.
My pleasure.
All right. We'll get back to you right after this.
Weather for Billings and Bozeman. With considerable cloud cover across the area for today, some scattered snow showers possible, especially towards the Billings vicinity. High temperature readings will range from the mid-20s in Bozeman to about 33 in Billings. For tonight, partly cloudy skies develop, lows from 8 above in Bozeman to about 12 in the Billings area. Partly sunny Thursday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Fox Country.
I'm Michelle Foligno.
That's the trouble with us.
Coming off his performance at President Trump's inauguration festivities, country star Jason Aldean has announced his full-throttle North American tour, kicking off May 23rd at the Blossom Music Center in Ohio. Aldean announced the tour and opening acts on Fox and Friends.
We got Nate Smith, Ray Lynn, DJ Silver, who's always out with us, and just looking forward to another great year.
The tour features a co-headlining stadium show already announced with Brooks and Dunn, General. Ticket sales begin Friday. Luke Combs, Pearl Jam, Casey Musgraves, Dave Matthews Band, Lil Wayne, The Roots, and more will headline this year's New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, which runs from April 24th through May 4th. The two-weekend event, which features a mix of genres of music and New Orleans cuisine, will also see John Fogerty and dozens more. Tickets on sale now through Jazz Fest website. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself? Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster? It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, now we are up and rolling here for over an hour at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas for our first day of coverage here. Aaron Flint, great to be with you. Just made it from D.C. last night after a couple of days being there for the President Trump inaugural events. John, the good news is just continuing to flow in. I saw one of our friends on Twitter already put the form to work. There's ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, has a tip form on their website. So if you spot a potential illegal alien, which there's a lot of them running around, even Montana, unfortunately, there's a little tip form where you can say, hey, here's a tip. And then, of course, law enforcement will investigate it, et cetera. So, yeah, I've got a listener in the Flathead who's already putting that tip form to work. But you were just telling me you just spotted how many – what did you say? How many number of raids or arrests were done yesterday alone to go after these illegal aliens, especially these cartel operatives and more?
Tom Holman was reporting that in just 24 hours, 308 illegals have already been arrested, and all of them convicted career criminals, child rapists, the worst of the worst. That they already know who these people are, and they're going after them in a targeted way. And hopefully that is, you know, the way law enforcement works is it's perception. And if you can get the illegal community out there to understand this is happening, we will find you. And when we find you, you're going to jail. You can get so many of these people, you just self-deport.
That's deterrence. Deterrence is the key, is just letting the criminal element know that you actually will be held accountable. Or even the people that are just trying to, you know, caravan their way to the southern border, when they hear, oh, border's closed, you know, then it's like, well, turn around and go home. Remain in Mexico, wherever you're at. You can process your little claim from there. And so, yeah, that's what I remember when we had a retired Border Patrol executive join us on the show. He was the equivalent of a two-star general in the Border Patrol. Chief Chris Clem, you know, we did this tour around Montana with him and then our friends from Americans for Prosperity Montana. And he talked about that. He said that just by taking certain actions alone, that will deter a lot of people from coming to this country. And it will also lead a lot of people to self-deport, because if they know there's going to be consequences for them remaining in this country illegally, then they're going to start to self-deport as well.
We made a point on our spaces the other night that I think somebody might have actually heard, because it happened, all right? And it's what we said, is it's not good enough just to get the right people in the spots and even just to get the right people as their deputies. In federal law enforcement since 2009 under Barack Hussein Obama, they made it a point to crush federal law enforcement, other than the people that they wanted to sick on you, like, say, the FBI and the spooks. Other than them, they have crushed everybody, the Border Patrol, ICE, DEA. And we made the point, you've got to take that rule book, every single piece of it since 2009, and chuck it in the waste can. You got like a football coach, you know, he gets fired, a new guy comes in, you think he's using the old guy's playbook?
No. Yeah, good point.
That's the very thing that happened yesterday, is they came out and said they are scrapping all the restrictions that have been put on Border Patrol and ICE.
That's great. Well, speaking of Tom Holman, President Trump's border czar, The Trump War Room shared this via X. I've been trying to, you know, use the Trump War Room as my show prep while we're here so that we can stay on top of the good audio clips that I would normally have when I'm back in the studio. Let's see what Tom Homan had to say to Fox and Friends earlier.
I want to save lives. Secure border saves lives. And when President Trump locks this border down, less women and children be sex trafficked in this country. Less aliens would die making that journey. Under President Biden, we've had a record number of people die across that border. 600% increase in sex trafficking. And look at the 250,000 young Americans dead from fentanyl. When we secure the border, the fentanyl deaths has decreased. Sex trafficking has decreased. Deaths on the border decreased. So it's just about saving lives. Secure borders save lives. And plus, look, you can't have strong national security if you don't have border security.
That's right.
We need to know who's coming in, what's coming in, where's coming in, why is coming in. So, again, President Trump, game changer, already made a significant difference on that border. This country's already safer because of President.
Already seeing it. There you go. Already seeing it. So much to talk about here, John. That's why it's going to be fun having you sidekick for this whole SHOT Show coverage. And we got some great guests that are going to be joining us, too. Man, what else do you want to say, either on this front or another front?
In that same vein, breaking from the AP 7 minutes ago, the Trump Justice Department orders investigations of any state or local official standing in the way of deportations. And that's what's going to happen. You're going to have to take some of these people out there, these lefties in their, you know, in the state and local organizations and in government that are going to try to get in your way and stop you. You got to snatch their asses up, hook them up, and take them to jail.
I think somebody down the hall was telling us, I've got zip ties.
Duct tape.
I've got everything you need right here. So
Didn't want to ask what he had needed all of that stuff for. He's got it all in his trunk.
In the van with foggy windows.
Along with some
outside.
Plastic wrap or something. I was like, dude, you know, you do what you do, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the fact is this is deterrence, but this is also rooting out this criminal element. I think back to this woke left-wing so-called minister at that church yesterday with her pro-illegal alien, you know, rant that she did in front of the president and the vice president of the United States. You know, that lady just she's already a documented left-wing nut job. So but that lady sits there and wants to virtue signal and pretend to care about people. You know what, lady? You're responsible for the hundreds of thousands of kids that have gone missing, that have been trafficked on our southern border. You're responsible for the people that have died of drug overdoses. You're responsible for the kids that are being sex trafficked right now. So why don't you use that in your next sermon? Well, you just do nothing but repent for the garbage outcomes from the policies you've been preaching about. Anyway, that's my rant. A great DEI update. Should we start there next?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll start there right after this. Montana Talks live from Vegas.
The Montana Economic Minute.
Amazon is one of the most famous companies in the world, and it serves as a shining example of how to successfully disrupt an industry. But when the company partnered with hugely successful companies like Berkshire Hathaway and J.P. Morgan Chase to pursue a new initiative to disrupt the healthcare industry in 2018, people were paying attention. The prospect of forging something new that would break a few eggs and get some real efficiencies and cost savings into the famously bureaucratic industry was exciting. But it turned out to be like one of those tiny Star Wars fighters bouncing harmlessly off the vast surface of the Death Star that is the American healthcare system. The fact that disruption failed doesn't make it any less important that we try to do so, but it does tell us that disruption is hard to do. Recognizing why should tell us what might succeed in the future, because healthcare today is dominated by third-party payers. In fact, government pays for more than half of all healthcare, followed closely by private insurers. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Securing America.
Tuesday, the Trump administration began fulfilling its pledge to remove illegal migrants who pose a danger from the country. Border czar Tom Homan on Fox's America reports.
ICE teams are out there as of today.
He says they're looking for
those who are in the country illegally that's been convicted or arrested for a serious crime.
Monday, President Trump declared a national emergency at the southern border and named Mexican cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. Homan cited the 250,000 Americans who have died from fentanyl overdoses and saying,
the criminal cartels of Mexico have killed more Americans than every terrorist organization in the world combined.
The president is also sending troops to assist at the border, which National Border Patrol Council President Paul Perez tells Fox will help.
They're eyes and ears for us. They can operate some of our cameras, remote cameras and sensors.
Homan says there are over 700,000 illegal migrants with criminal records in the country. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
We just kind of knew from the beginning that we were family.
They showcased a sense of love that I never had before. I mean, he's not only my parent, like, he's like my best friend.
At the end of the day, it's all been worth it. I wouldn't change a thing about our lives.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. Brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
President Trump has signed several executive orders, including one on the Biden electric vehicle mandate and the former president's Green New Deal.
With my actions today, we will end the Green New Deal and we will revoke the electric vehicle mandate, saving our auto industry and keeping my sacred pledge to our great American auto workers. In other words, you'll be able to buy the car of your choice.
The ethanol industry and farm groups sued the Biden EPA over its tailpipe emission standards, which they argued were unfair to biofuels and forced consumers to buy only electric vehicles. As for ending the Green New Deal, Trump's pledge raises questions about the future of climate-smart agriculture programs and Biden's Inflation Reduction Act. One of those is the 45Z tax credit to incentivize sustainable aviation fuel, as Trump looks for savings to fund extending his sweeping 2017 tax credits that expire this year. In addition, Trump delayed imposing tariffs on Mexico and Canada along with China despite earlier statements. Now he's considering a 25% tariff on North American imports by February 1st, citing concerns over illegal immigration and fentanyl. Trump directed federal agencies to examine trade deficits, unfair practices, and currency manipulation with the trading partners. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
All right, John, we'll do a quick woke update here on the DEI front. And then we got a couple of great Montanans who just popped in to join us here in the early morning hours of this show from the SHOT Show in Las Vegas. But I know you saw this. So CBS News. Obtained first by CBS News, Kristen Brown.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun. All federal employees in DEI roles have to be placed on paid leave by 5 p.m. Wednesday as those offices and programs are being ordered shut down, according to this memo. Caroline Leavitt, who will be the 27-year-old White House press secretary for President Trump, she says, to every reporter asking about this, I can gladly confirm. I am happy to confirm that, yeah, we are shutting the DEI garbage down across the entirety of the federal government.
Be interested to see what they, because you don't want to have these people getting a salary at home. They're going to sit at home and still get paid with our tax money. Interesting to see what the Trump administration can do about getting them actually fired. It depends. You would think they could put them off into another section, you know, reassign them. You know, we'll see how that goes. But just love it, love it, love it. I mean, get out. That stuff needs to end. He also, the other breaking news is that he signed an executive order last night revoking affirmative action.
Yes, and keep that on your list there. Put a star by it because we need to talk more about that here this morning. That is great. David Noble made a great point about that on X last night as well. I saw when I was on the flight from D.C. here to Vegas. Well, great. Now we've got Paul Green, who is the director of the Montana Department of Commerce. He's also a submariner, a submariner, however you say it, veteran from the Navy. George Blacker told me we just call him Bubblehead. That'll work. Paul Green, great to see you, Mr. Director. And you served in the legislature out of the Hardin area as well. Great to see you down here at the SHOT Show.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Aaron. It's we're a year into this gig. Last year, the governor appointed me. 3 days later, I was here. Talk about a whirlwind, but I tell you what, very excited about what's happening in the state of Montana right now.
I had somebody last night, they texted me, they said, hey, got a Montana guy who's going to be there. He wants to link up with some of the other Montana businesses. I said, the best thing you can do, go to the Montana Department of Commerce booth at the SHOT Show, and they will link you up with everybody, anybody. But here in 1 hour, or less than an hour, I think at the top of the next hour, you guys are, the governor is hosting the Montana Governor's Breakfast with the Montana Department of Commerce. So a lot of the Montana businesses will be there. And then a lot of the businesses, the gun and outdoor gear businesses that you're recruiting to Montana, a lot of them will show up for that as well.
Absolutely. We've spent a very concerted effort in driving this industry into Montana. One thing that I've really impressed upon the team right now is that, you know, we're not a state that does transactions. We're a state about relationships. And this industry is absolutely a perfect fit for what we're doing. I mean, things that work in eastern Montana don't necessarily work in western Montana. Things that work in Kalispell don't necessarily work in Ekalaka. But this industry, you can drop a company anywhere, whether it's in Glendive, such as Rextel, or Olympus Arms in Helena. It fits everybody in the state of Montana. Somebody in the western part, when I first started this job, said, this is an industry of liberty. And I love that. I was like, I'm going to steal that. He said, please do.
Yeah, and John, I know you'll appreciate this here too. Jump in on the conversation, but we're recruiting people who share our Montana values, right? We're not recruiting people to Montana that you know, despise our values sometimes or don't really care about our Montana values. These are people that share our values. And that's one thing I know the governor pushes. But then the other thing is they're not out there offering free perks and incentives to all those other companies out there that they wouldn't first give to us as Montanans. So that's two great things, I think, about their approach.
Did you see? I saw the stats here 2 years ago, and it just came out the other day, that once again, Montana is number one in firearm ownership per capita. And really, I want to see those numbers go higher. I
mean, yeah.
No, let's stay at one. I don't want to go any higher than one.
Yeah. And that's, you know, number of gun owners. But how many guns do those gun owners have? A lot more than we might tell you we actually have. Yeah.
You know, that's one thing. When I was here last year, I'd never been to the SHOT Show, and I'm walking around like, oh, wow, these guys are really gun enthusiasts. And then I started counting myself. I'm like, oh my gosh, maybe I'm one too.
yeah.
You don't even think about it. It's just way of life.
Well, that's because, you know, you might have a few guns, but then you know that guy that's got a lot more and got the really cool ones too. So you're always comparing yourself to the guy who's got more guns than you do. Which are easy to find around here. Okay, I think we're going to have the Fox News update. I'm hearing the music, so we will get the Fox News update here at the bottom of the hour, which will be great because we'll find out what's happening back in Washington and more. And then more with Paul Green, the director of the Montana Department of Commerce, here in 60 seconds. We're kind of chatting there during that 60-second break. Paul Green, director of the Montana Department of Commerce here. You've got a big effort at the SHOT Show. What do you want to tell folks back home in Montana with the legislative session underway especially?
Right. Well, here a couple of years ago when I was in the session in 23, one of the things that we did was there was a comment made by one of our small firearms manufacturers that he was having a hard time getting funded because the financial institutions were discriminating against him because he was in this industry. Well, the beauty of Montana is that we can pivot fairly quickly. And within a few months, there was a bill that was introduced and passed that made it illegal to discriminate against any legal producing industry. So you can't, just because you're in the firearms industry and you don't like it, doesn't mean you can discriminate against them. then I went to the Flathead after the SHOT Show last year and was walking around, and turns out they were having a hard time getting their product shipped. Well, why is that? Well, it turns out the same thing was happening in the shipping industry that was happening in the financial institution. So what we're looking at is bringing a bill this year to make that illegal as well. I mean, the one thing about it is if you're a legal operating business, you should not be discriminated against no matter what, no matter what the politics are, no matter what that is. We are, like I said, a state that embraces this industry of liberty.
And this is so huge, too, because this same approach, this point was made at one of these SHOT Show governors forums a couple of years ago, where this whole woke movement started with going after guns and going after the gun industry. And then the left realized, like, oh, if we can target gun companies, well, let's target people of faith. Let's target people who are in the natural resource industry sector. And so they're using, so in the same vein, whatever we do to have good policies on the gun front, we can protect religious liberties and our natural resource sectors, farmer, ranchers, etc. Yeah,
I think that that's where people find the attraction of Montana, is it's unique that we aren't like any other state. And we've got some fairly close neighbors, Wyoming, North Dakota, great people, really appreciate them. But there's nothing like Montana. I actually was invited by the Canadian government to go up there and meet with several of their firearms industry companies because they wanted them out. So it was amazing. It's like going, okay.
They're not saying, hey, like what our governor and what you guys are doing is saying, hey, come look at all the great gun companies we have in Montana and other businesses. Canada is saying, hey, we want to kick all these guys out of Canada. Here they are if you want them. It's like, okay, I'll take that one, that one, that one, that one. You yeah. know, how will boot that one too while we're at it, you know.
It might change now that Trudeau is out.
Yeah, I think there were a bunch of Canadians in D.C., by the way, who are happy to make America great again and can't wait to make Canada great again, too. So,
absolutely.
Hey, well, great to see you. If you got more to share and you want to stick around, I got to take a quick break. We can come back here right after this, and then I got another guest in the queue, and I know you got a breakfast soon.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, John, hey, how cool is this? So here we're standing here, we're BSing with Paul Green, the director of the Montana Department of Commerce, the great Lars Larson from the Lars Larson Show, known across the country, especially in the Pacific Northwest. He's here. He's going to be set up. I've got a guest about to join us in a second, but Lars, can you come back and join us later this morning? All right. So, okay, yeah, he's prepping right now. Okay, well, we'll come chat with you and set a time, maybe for our statewide hour, because I know people all across the state will want to hear from you. So, yeah. Yeah, it was kind of funny, though. We were joking because he was telling, you know, the director here about how, you know, he grew up in Montana a lot, you know. The preschool that he went to first as a little kid was the preschool on the University of Montana campus. So I was joking. I was like, you're a red diaper baby.
Yeah.
Went to preschool at the UM campus.
Yeah, that's starting right in the cradle, isn't it?
somehow, like David Horowitz, though, he broke free of the red diaper, and he's a solid conservative, patriotic American. But he's one of the great ones.
Can you imagine that? They probably got the little bitty kids in there, like, making the protest signs. Like I said, painting them up, you know. So.
Yeah. We're here to change the gender, you know.
Hey, yeah. Ho, ho. Right, no, scientists. hey, ho, ho.
Yeah, they know this. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, good. Hey, well, I'll tell you what, you know, it's a ton of fun. Not only are we here set up live at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, but we're going to have Speaker of the House Brandon Lehr join us next hour over the phone. And back in our studios, manning the fort there, we got Dr. Dale Williams with Billings Last Diet. Hey, Doc, how's it going back there? I don't know if Caden's got your mic on. I'm not able to hear the doc right now.
So, can you hear me?
Hey, there we go.
There we are. It's probably a little.
I gotcha.
Probably a little warmer there in Vegas than it is in here in Billings, but at least it's warmed up a little bit since you were in Washington and in Vegas now.
Yeah, I've got the cracked knuckles and everything from just from being in Washington, D.C. Usually you don't have to worry about cracked knuckles because of all the humidity back there. But, man, I tell you what, you know, Washington was so crazy busy, locked down. I mean, it seemed like all of the Capitol, all of Pennsylvania Avenue had these massive fences blocking all of it. Just to walk across Pennsylvania Avenue, I had to go through a security checkpoint. I ran into some Montanans at the inaugural watch party on Capitol Hill, and they're like, oh, we're going to go to Union Station for lunch. And I said, okay, cool. I got my little Ideal protein bar that I'm going to have. And I was good to go because Union Station was shut down because of all the events going on. But for me, hey, I didn't have to worry about getting hangry because I had my Billings Last Diet snacks to keep me full the whole trip.
Still on tune-up, even when you go to the inauguration and then to the SHOT Show.
You know, it worked out really good because you're so busy and you're walking around all over the place and it takes forever to get anywhere and you got to go through security and all of this. And so for me to, and then, you know, in the airports, I mean, how many people you don't have a long enough connection to get food in between flights? And then unless you want to pay an arm and a leg for food on the flights. So it's like, for me though, I whip out my Ideal protein snack. I even brought my Ideal protein salt with me so I could get my little salt supplements. And yeah, it's amazing. So like, when you would otherwise be hangry traveling and not being able to get food, and instead you feel good, you feel great. I mean, like you say, you're on this ketosis high almost the entire time.
Well, it's real convenient. We say if you can do the diet anywhere, as long as you have some water and your protein supplements, and then you might have to stop by the produce department to get your produce and to get some beef for your meat.
Yep.
But you're set to go. So works out.
Well, that's what I do. So I'm using your Ideal protein products throughout the day, and then thankfully we've got some bottled water since we're on Media Row. So Scott here is nice enough to give us some water. But then yeah, I found there's a steakhouse right next door to the Venetian Hotel, right on the Vegas Strip. So for dinner, I'm going to go get a steak and some broccoli.
There you go.
It's just perfect. It's a perfect, Billings Last Diet tune-up day.
Yep. Yeah, it works out real well. And we have a lot of people who are on tune-up here in Billings. And we have a lot of people who have come back to the diet, who've been gone away for a couple of years. And in the course of a couple of years, they've put on a few extra pounds, and so they come back and do what's called a restart, which is if you have a little more than single digit weight to lose, pounds to lose, you do a restart, and they're back on track. We have a lot of people who have started diet for the first time as well. So we're in the weight loss mode, in the gain health mode at Billings Last Diet.
Yeah, well, I tell you, the program works. I mean, especially now, you've got the remote option for our listeners elsewhere across the state. I mean, I mentioned it last week. Tim and Savage lost 75 pounds. He hit his goal. And now he's like, why don't I lose another 10 pounds? Why not? And so because he sees how well the program works. You know, I mentioned last time I caught up with you and Dr. Jordan, and I don't know if Dr. Jordan's with you today as well or not, but I mentioned how I was listening to this audio book, Change Your Diet, Change Your Mind. And I didn't realize all of the benefits to your brain, to your mind, when you enter ketosis and those ketones that then power your brain. Not to, you know, leave aside even just the nutrients that you get from entering the state of ketosis that Billings Last Diet helps you enter.
Yeah. The ketones are the body's super octane fuel. When you eat sugar, it's like putting dirty fuel in your car. And when you're using fat as your source of energy, the way those fat cells are broken down, they're broken down into ketones, and then it becomes high octane fuel, and it burns well. Your body likes it, and there's not the residual lag effect that happens when you eat sugar or put dirty fuel in your car. There's going to be side effects. So it works out real well. And education is really the key, is to understand how to fuel your body. And that's what we really strive to help people understand, is how your body works and how you can gain a healthy lifestyle and keep a healthy lifestyle for the rest of your life just through the food you eat, your choices in what you put in your mouth. And we think that there's going to be a bit of a revolution in health, in the food industry, and in the insurance industry with Trump coming with this new administration. So we're excited to help people understand how the body really works and where they get true health from. And it's not from...
Well, they had the Make America Healthy Again ball, inaugural ball in Washington, D.C. You could have been one of the lead singers for that event.
Well, you wouldn't want to hear me sing, but boy, I'd take my soapbox up there and say we've done it wrong for a long time. Health doesn't come from anything except for your choices you make and the lifestyle that you have. That's where 90% of your health comes from.
Yeah, you know, and I ran into Turk Stovall, a rancher out of the Hardin, Montana area, and we were talking about that too, about the good news for the beef industry and you know, the Montana stock growers, because if we're talking about making America healthy again, you know, the locally, you know, raised beef is such a huge part of that equation. Yeah, we've had listeners that have lost over 100 pounds thanks to Billings Last Diet. The other thing I love is I've been saving a lot of money because Washington, D.C. is expensive. Las Vegas is expensive. Anytime you're traveling and, you know, having to buy food all day, it's expensive. And so I've been saving a lot of money because, you know, when you only have to really pay for one meal and then you get your ideal protein snacks for the rest of the day and then you find a place to get your extra veggies at lunch. You save a lot of money, probably hundreds of dollars each day, or at least, you know, almost $100 each day.
You know, we still hear occasionally from people, well, isn't this expensive? And the truth be known, when people sit down and look at their budget for what they've spent on food in the past and then what they're spending when they're using Ideal Proteins Protocol, Billings Last Diets Protocol, they're actually saving money. The food prices for your fast foods have gone through the roof. And that's not only hard on your wallet, it's hard on your body when you eat that food. So when you clean up and you use good Ideal Protein products with Billings Last Diet and get your good source of protein and your vegetables, a lot of people will end up saving money rather than spending money. And they're not only saving money, they're saving their life and their health by getting healthy.
Not to mention the prescription drugs you'll save yourself from down the road and so many other things. Well, I'll tell you what, if you want to make America healthy again, and better yet, you want to make yourself healthy again and experience all the great benefits, lose the weight, keep it off. It's such an incredible program. Go to BillingsLastDiet.com or give his team a call today, 294-6751. They have a remote option for people all across the state and the country for that matter as well. Doc, about 20 seconds to go. Let's see. Today's Wednesday. You probably have a seminar at lunchtime today.
We do have a seminar at noon today. We also have one tomorrow evening at 6:15. If you can't make either of those, go to the website, BillingsLastDiet.com. You can get those figured out when the seminars are, or we can hook you up with a video to see where the seminar and how they can get started.
All right. Well, Doc, great to have you on the show. Thanks for manning the fort back in the studio. Always great to have you on the program. Back after this with John Jackson.
Upgrade your comfort to Emirates Premium Economy the next time you fly from Seattle. Sink into soft leather seats with raised legrests and adjustable headrests. Elevate your dinner plans with delicious regional dining, all served with complimentary premium drinks. Enjoy endless entertainment with up to 6,500 channels, including live sports. There's no other premium economy like it. Fly Emirates. Fly better.
Fox News commentary.
Charles Barkley will not attend the NBA All-Star Game in rat-infested San Francisco, and I don't blame him. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Dominic, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
San Francisco was once called the Paris of the West, but now it has become a rat and needle infested hellscape. Don't take my word for it. Basketball Hall of Famer and broadcaster Charles Barkley announced he will not attend the NBA All-Star Game in San Francisco, and for good measure added the city is not beautiful and is rat infested. And this isn't the first time he's told the hard truth about the city. Much to the chagrin of his colleagues, Barkley has repeatedly taken shots at San Fran, previously noting the homeless crooks that call that city home. And he's exactly right. Between the homeless crisis, the needles, the human waste, rampant crime, San Fran is not safe. Just look at the number of retailers who have closed shop in that area. While I'm encouraged by the dumping of an activist DA, there is a long way to go, especially with California Governor Gavin Newsom at the helm. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With considerable cloud cover across the area for today, some scattered snow showers possible, especially towards the Billings vicinity. High temperature readings will range from the mid-20s in Bozeman to about 33 in Billings. For tonight, partly cloudy skies develop, lows from 8 above in Bozeman to about 12 in the Billings area. Partly sunny Thursday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving.
Kinetics 406-201-6263.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas and Saunas Live Well, Feel Better Studio.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, John Jackson, the Joker from X. Hey, we got, I'll leave the time up here. Well, you'll hear the bumper music. Once the music starts playing, you got 30 seconds left to go in the hour. Why don't you take the microphone? Because I need to buy you a cup of coffee at least. You're so great to come down here and join us and join us on the show. And you picked up our banners. We got the Tatanka Cigar Company banner here. The 82 Coffee Company swag is inbound later today. Our great sponsors for this coverage. So why don't you just have fun BSing with our listeners? And what kind of coffee you want? Just straight black?
Espresso.
Americano? Just espresso?
Un espresso.
Quad?
Uno.
Double shot?
Un doble.
Doble?
Un doble.
All right. Para ti. Para ti. All right. Un momento.
Man, that's some of that Spanish.
Un lingo. Momento, flaco.
Yeah.
Eat your dinner, flaco.
Some of that Spanish. With a little bit of Spanish lingo.
All right. Man. You're mic too. I need some coffee. Yeah.
Well, Aaron is off down the way here to grab some coffee. So it's just us for now, live from the SHOT Show. Really funny event that I just saw this morning. And over these last 3 days, it's just craziness because the news is a fire hose. And I saw Greg Gutfeld talk about it last night. And he was saying at this rate, Trump could be done with his presidency in 3 months. He could just, you know, knock it out here real quick, get everything done, and then just turn it over to J.D. Vance. Say, hey, J.D., take it from here on out. You know, I'm just going to go golf. But the news right now is so crazy, and I love it. What President Trump is doing to the left right now is what's been done to us for 8 years of Obama and then 4 years of Biden. And it is overload. Overload the system. Is that the orders and the agenda is coming out of the White House. I don't think really out of the agency so much yet, but out of the White House right now, so fast and so furious that the Democrats and the left cannot coalesce around a message. They cannot pick up a topic and all of them at once with their hive mind concentrate on that and use that to go after Trump and his people, because it's just all coming at them from every angle. It's an overload of outrages. Just for the second that they think that, oh, we are so mad about this and we just hate Trump over this and, by God, we're going to get him over this. Then the next thing, the next wave, the next Trump tidal wave comes over the bow, crash, and knocks them all down on the floor again. And, oh, this is the worst thing yet. I freaking love it. And what we just talked about a minute ago here, we kind of touched on it right before a guest came on, was missed a lot in the executive orders, what came out last night, is Trump has, as of last night, ended affirmative action. And this started, this is back in the 60s, with an executive order by Lyndon Johnson, establishing what we all know today as the first form of DEI, affirmative action, amongst hiring and preferences in the federal government. Well, all of that got ended last night. And you expect to hear the shrieking and gnashing of teeth from the left over this, because you talk about one of their sacred cows. This was one of the first things ever that established that going forward, is that we're going to be able to pick people not based on merit. And then once they got that established, then they push everything else they want to. It's just a cascade. Well, all of that ended last night under Donald Trump. Well, there is the music, guys, and we will be right back after the top of the hour with more news and entertainment from the SHOT Show.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Amazon is one of the most famous companies in the world, and it serves as a shining example of how to successfully disrupt an industry. But when the company partnered with hugely successful companies like Berkshire Hathaway and J.P. Morgan Chase to pursue a new initiative to disrupt the healthcare industry in 2018, people were paying attention. The prospect of forging something new that would break a few eggs and get some real efficiencies and cost savings into the famously bureaucratic industry was exciting. But it turned out to be like one of those tiny Star Wars fighters bouncing harmlessly off the vast surface of the Death Star that is the American healthcare system. The fact that disruption failed doesn't make it any less important that we try to do so, but it does tell us that disruption is hard to do. Recognizing why should tell us what might succeed in the future, because healthcare today is dominated by third-party payers. In fact, government pays for more than half of all healthcare, followed closely by private insurers. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.